and welcome in to another great edition of Board Check. Of course, that makes me Jeremy the Impact York. That makes you my amazing listeners and followers. Thank you very much for allowing me to come on each and every week and talk all the amazing things of the world of hockey. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio, thanks to the people at Impact Media, and once again to people like you guys. As always, just tons of stuff we want to get into. Let's see, where do we want to start? Let's start with the Predators, right? Let's start with the Predators, alright. Over the weekend, that'd be last weekend, over the weekend, they had the win versus the New Jersey Devils and the returning PK Subban. They won that one 6-4, where Forsberg, Bonino, Grimaldi, Carr, Trennan, and Fabro all had goals in that one. Pekarinen with 29 saves in the victory. Of course, then on Tuesday, they faced the San Jose Sharks. These were both home games. They won that one 3-1, where Bonino, Yarncrook, and Johansson all had goals in that one. You had Saros with the 24 saves and the victory. Upcoming schedule for the Predators. Tonight, actually, they play in Buffalo. 7 p.m. kickoff there, or puck drop, rather, there. And they play this Saturday at home versus the Dallas Stars. That's the 6:30 puck drop on that one. And next Monday, depending on when we do the show, next Monday, they will face the New York Rangers at MSG. 7 p.m. puck drop there. PK Subban's return as a Devil to Nashville. Obviously, the fans welcomed him back. There was no ill will. No, he wasn't rushed out. They didn't run him out of town. He was traded to free up not only some cap space, but to get some other pieces that they needed. And, you know, still wish him the best. It was good to see him back. And I'm, I for one, think that it's good that ship is still doing well, but elsewhere, because I think the pieces they picked up are going to move them closer to their goal, ultimately getting a Stanley Cup. Let's go to the Canes, right, Caniacs? To the Hurricanes, where I think both teams are on a big win streak at the moment. Last Thursday, yeah, the big win versus San Jose Sharks. That was a home game, 3-2. It was actually a shootout where the two goals were scored by Svechnikov and Gardner, and the lone shootout goal was scored by Svechnikov. Andre is really, really off to a great start, and I think he's only 3 goals currently behind Aho for the team lead, and that is exceptional for a second-year player. Mrazek, 28 saves in the win. Now, they also won at home versus Minnesota. That was last Saturday. The Wild came in, gave it everything they had, and it wasn't enough. The Canes won that one 6-2, where Edmondson, Svechnikov, Walmark, and then Aho had a hat trick in that one. Teravainen's performance was spectacular. Outside of Aho getting a hat trick and I believe a couple assists, Teravainen, I believe, had 3 assists, 2 of them to Aho and 1 to, I believe, Svechnikov. That it just shows you the complete player that he is. And outside of the Aho hat trick, you got to say Teravainen might have been the top star. Mrazek also there, 22 saves in that one, but my goodness, between Aho, Teravainen, and Svechnikov, they're just leading the charge. Everybody on this team is just playing out of their mind right now. And let's see, then lastly on Tuesday, they went to Edmonton, beat the Oilers 6-3. Dzingel, Hamilton, Niederreiter, and Martinook, and Aho had 2. That's what put his lead up to He may be a couple more than that. I'm not sure if the last time I looked at that stat, that was accurate there. But Reimer, actually, with the 33 saves in the victory there. They are playing tonight in Vancouver at 10 o'clock, and Saturday in Calgary at 4 p.m. Some things I did want to put into... Kuznetsov, I believe, is a little over 100 points at this point now for his career, which is just outstanding. And I want to talk about the storm surge just a little bit. The Gloria Estefan conga line was pretty comical. They were really having a lot of fun with that one. And the Star Wars lightsaber battle, I very much enjoyed that. I'm not much of a Star Wars person, mainly because I just hadn't sat down to watch it. I have nothing against Star Wars. Let me just throw that out there. I've only seen one of the movies. At some point, I'll sit down and watch them. But I really enjoyed the way that they did the lightsaber battle and the Star Wars references. It's on Star Wars night. But I really enjoyed that. Really wanted to talk about that for a second. I think other teams are going to start following. They're not going to call it a storm surge, but other teams are going to start doing some interesting things. That's what happened in the NFL. That's what happens in basketball. All it takes is one to start doing something, and a couple more, and I, for one, welcome it. You should be able to have fun and blow off a little steam at the end of a game if it was a big battle or a big win, you know, without rubbing it in your opponent's faces. Have fun with it, especially when you're at home. Let's see. Let's just look that up real quick. The standings. I see you guys texting in. Appreciate you doing that. See if we can get the standings up real quick. Let's go there. There we go. In the East, you've got Washington in the lead. They got a couple games ahead of a few people too, but they're in the lead with 51 points. The Islanders in second place at 42. It's that far apart. And then just 3 points behind them in third place, currently locked into the playoffs as the 3 seed, the Carolina Hurricanes. Now, they are tied to Philadelphia, but I believe they have the tiebreaker, so they're ahead. Pittsburgh at 38, the Rangers at 33. Blue Jackets still trying to put it together. Devils are probably going to be shopping Taylor Hall very, very shortly. Let's see, the other one. There we go. In the Central, on the west side, you have the Colorado Avalanche at 43 points, the St. Louis Blues defending champs at 42, Winnipeg at 40, Dallas at 39, just right on the other side of them, and then in fifth place currently with 33 points is the Nashville Predators. Predators definitely need to put some stuff together, definitely need to get some 3 and 4 game winning streaks going. Can't win them all, I understand that, but you can get 3 or 4. You know, 3 out of 4. Do those kinds of things. Really get some points up there and try to get in it. Not get back in it. Not catch up. Not hang for a while. No, they're going to be okay because it's going to work out eventually. But Nashville knows that it needs to put some stuff together. Now, let's move into some Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Last Friday, they had the loss at the Norfolk Admirals 4-1, where Duchesne was the only goal scorer there. Bednard had 26 saves. They had the win on Saturday in Norfolk, 3-2. See, there's the goals. We were kind of worried, 4-1. You're worried where the goals are. They were in the next game. May, Nault, and Pecoraro with the goals in that one. Jeremy Helvig, 45 saves. I don't know why he ends up having to make so many saves when he's in. That is kind of crazy. Upcoming schedule for the Swarm. No, wait. Of course, they lost Wednesday versus Atlanta 3-1, where Pelic had the lone goal. Bednar had 33 saves. Upcoming schedule. This Friday, they will be at home versus the Orlando Solar Bears, 7:05. Puck drop on that one. I could be wrong, but I believe that it's the Teddy Bear Toss, which is one of the, I've never been to one out in Greenville, but I've been to one in Atlanta, and it is just exceptional to see the way those play out. It's just fantastic. So whether it is or not, go check them out this weekend. Because on Saturday, they will be at the South Carolina Stingrays, 6:05 puck drop there. And then this Sunday, they will be back home to face Orlando, 3:05 puck drop on that one. I feel like Friday or Sunday are the is the Teddy Bear Toss. I don't have it in front of me. I remember I was reading something about it earlier. Some things you need to know. Defenseman Dylan McPherson was sent back up to the AHL Springfield team. I wish him all the best in that. Thanks for everything you did while you were down here. And Jeremy Helvig. I know I said something about him last week, but he has been on straight fire. I mean, I'm going to start calling him. I'm going to start calling him Ghost Rider, because that dude, just by like a flick of the, just a little head nod, and that dude is on fire. So I'm gonna start calling him Ghost Rider, start tagging him in some stuff, see what he thinks of it. You guys let me know what you think of this. Of me calling him Ghost Rider. Because he is definitely something else. He rides into town on fire, and it's a party don't stop till he's on top. But yeah, just big time things. Big time things. The Swamp Rabbits at the moment are, they have 25 points. They are in third place in the South. They are 6 points behind Florida in second, who is 5 points behind South Carolina in first. You're ahead of Atlanta by 3 at the moment. That battle 85 is going to be something this year. I know they faced each other about 60 million times already. Probably do a 60 million more. But, wow. Speaking of the Gladiators, let's move over to them. They had the loss on Friday in Orlando, 3-1, where Hanoon had the lone goal. Ouellette had 32 saves. And what turned out to be his last game as a Gladiator. I will tell you a little more about that in a second. They had the win on Saturday in Orlando, 3-2. That was in overtime, where Marcin and Neely had the goals. Now we're missing somebody. Who are we missing? Now we got to find out. Somebody neglected to put. Who scored the other goal? So let's go find out. There we go. I don't know how you can win 3-2 in overtime and not have all three on there. Marcin. Oh, that's because Neely had two. There you go. That's what I was thinking. It had to be something. I had to write it down wrong or something. Neely ended up having two goals, so there you go. But a 3-2 win in that one. Bonner with 36 saves. They had the win versus Greenville on Wednesday that I talked about, 3-1, where Aslan, Mesner, and Nelson had the goals. Bonner with 30 saves in the winning effort. Bones was really standing on his head there. His reprieve is over. Let's see. Upcoming schedule. This Friday, they will be at home versus the Jacksonville Icemen. 7:35 puck drop on that one. And this Saturday, they will be in Norfolk to take on the Admirals. 7:35 puck drop on that one. I told you Ouellette played his last game as a Gladiator because he was traded to the Utah Grizzlies. What was reported is in order to get... There's a logjam as far as the call-ups and things like that. And so in order to help him out and get him a change of scenery and give him the potential to get up to the AHL level where the Bruins, who have his rights, want him to be, they moved him to the Utah Grizzlies. Well, that left a spot open, to which the AHL Bruins helped us out, Providence Bruins. They sent a great goaltender. He's a 20-year-old goaltender, young phenom. Sent him down to get some ice time and to lock some time in between the pipes there. So Kyle Kizer is the new up-and-comer that everybody should go check out. In the off chance he's not starting and Bones is, you still get to see Bones. That's two of the best goalies there are. If you're going to Swamp Rapids games, you got Bednard, who is always really good. And then you got the Ghost Rider, Jeremy Helvig, who is just straight up fire lately. So, all kinds of stuff going on. Go check out games. And a couple things before I get out of here. They did a good write-up on NHL.com about Tim Thomas, about how he's in the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame now. Fascinating story. He really, for you baseball fans, he's a lot like Roy Halladay, Doc Halladay there, where he kind of started off his career okay, and then things kind of fell apart, and then about 30, 31, he hits some kind of weird time warp or something like that, and when he does, it just booms into this Hall of Fame career. Tim Thomas just, it's a fascinating story. On top of, he's just a superhuman being. So go on NHL.com and look up the Tim Thomas story. It's really, really good. I'm glad that they took the time out to highlight it, because a lot of people in the last few years probably don't even remember him. And he was a great, great player who brought championships to Boston. And then there is a kind of a rumor. There was a story on it, too, that I looked into where the NHL and NHL Players Association are maybe going to link up and try to bring the World Cup of Hockey back. I, for one, I think that would be great, because you get the World Cup of Hockey every 4 years, and then every, you know, that would go, and then 2 years later you get the Olympics, and it goes back and forth that way. It's that way every couple years you get this great international competition, and I think we should bring it back. I absolutely think we should bring it back. But that's going to do it for everything I got this week. Shout out to everybody who makes Sportech amazing each and every week. Shout out to Impact Media, Blog Talk Radio, and, of course, listeners like you guys for allowing me to come on each and every week and talk ECHL, talk NHL, talk hockey in general. It is the best, most purest sport, if you ask me. Even if you don't, I'll tell you. Jeremy the Impact York, we will see you guys next week. Go Canes, go Preds, go Rabbits, go Glads. Go watch hockey.